As you're standing, you have a handout, and it says give thanks on it. And there's scripture, and if you have your Bible, you can open that or just follow on the sheet. And so out of Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 9, these nine verses, let me read them to you. It says, "Now it happened, as he went, Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And then he entered in a certain village, and there he met 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices, and they said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And so when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourself to the priest.' And so it was that they went, and they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned, and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face and his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They could not be found.' And only the one came back to give thanks to God. And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" You may be seated. This evening, we'll just take a few minutes on a devotional teaching. On Sunday, we were talking about abiding and giving some illustrations and encouraging us as we illustrated how you can study or abide. We took Psalm number 1 and then suggested maybe Psalm 23, just taking one verse at a time and thinking about that. And kind of continuing with the same idea, we look here and observe just verses, chapter 17, verse 11 through 19. And here's a scenario that's set before us. So we see who's in play. Well, we see Jesus, and there's 10 lepers that come to him, and they're all calling out the same proclamation. They're all crying out for healing mercy to Jesus. And Jesus responds, and he says, "Go." So he did not heal them at that moment. He says, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And as they obeyed, they were cleansed. And so they left. They obeyed the command, go to the priest and show yourself and you'll be cleansed. And they were cleansed along the way. Now, this is very interesting when you see what is taking place. So 10 people had the same thing in common. They both were people of misery, both Jews and Samaritans. They were outcast from the fellowship. They would be considered a death threat to others because it was a contagious disease, transmittable, and it was incurable. That was their situation. And so they had misery in common with one another, and they realized that there's one person that can help. Now, when we study the scriptures, we realize that in Leviticus chapter 14, but specifically in chapter 14, verse 2, it says, "This shall be a law of the leper for the days of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest." So in the law, God made a provision for those that would be healed of their leprosy. But as far as I know, no one was ever healed of the leprosy. The provision was in the law. God made that provision, but nobody was able to exercise the healing and embrace that provision until this situation. And he referred to the law. And in a similar way, leprosy is an illustration of sin. And we too are SIN positive. And God would make a provision in advance for our redemption and salvation, for our cleansing. In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Psalm 32:5, "I acknowledge my sin to you, my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. You who forgive iniquity and my sin." In Proverbs 28:13, He who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them, he will have mercy. These people called out for mercy. And it was when they were moving in faith that they realized, the mercy of God visited me. I'm cleansed. But it came upon one of the ten. So 10 people, only one realized, Jesus just touched me and healed me. And he made his way back to see Jesus. And when he comes back with a thankful heart, which is the theme of tonight's ministry. He glorifies God, he worships God, he gives thanks to God, and he exercises faith in God. Evidence of a thankful heart. And there's a couple of things that we want to think about. One is that we need to ask Jesus to help us. When we look at the account here that is given to us, the Lord is listening to you. He's working in your life through your desperate situations. He's at work. We have so enjoyed the years and years of prayer on a weekly basis. And the prayer list on Mondays, we had 2 full sheets yesterday, or on Monday. And I want to report that God has answered significantly some of those specific prayers, and dealing with even somebody we've been praying for in the hospital in Seattle, got rejoicing news today of great encouragement. God is listening, and he listens to desperate prayers. And we are people that need to pray that type of prayer. The second thing is, notice the immediate obedience is blessed. We must trust Jesus in faith to do the impossible because he's at work. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? So what we're looking at tonight, nothing's too hard to the Lord. And he's calling us to come to him. And he say, call out for mercy. And God responds in mercy. And he brings healing. But there's one more little nugget that I think we want to look at. I have it under the category, matters of my heart. The question I ask myself, and maybe you might consider, is do I see him working? So I see the darkness and the violence and everything going on in our world right now, but do I see him working? The Lord is working right now. In the midst of everything, he is working in a mighty and powerful way. Second thing is, did I return to him? There are times, and it tells us in Revelation 2, that the church was following the word of God, but they left their love. They didn't lose their love, they left it. And he says, return to me, repent, and remember, and return. Am I returning to God in brokenness? Thirdly, do I glorify him? And what does that mean? It means in our words and in our actions, everything we do wholeheartedly to the Lord. We glorify God by living under his lordship. Do I worship him? And this is a time of worship, but it's a time where we surrender our will to him. And do I thank him? And thanking him, the scripture says, to always be thankful. So not just on the last week of November, but are we always thankful to the Lord? And do I respond in obedience and in faith to him? Draw your attention to the last verse of our text in Luke 17. In verse 19, he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And without studying this, we wouldn't find it right away. But this idea of your faith has made you well. These other 9, they were healed and they were better. They were well. When we're looking at the understanding of your faith has made you well, it's speaking about wholeness. That all 10 were made physically well, but only one was made spiritually well. The one who came back and worshiped Jesus and glorified him. Amen. So, Father, we do thank you and we bless you for your word. And we want to grow in learning how to glorify you, to praise you, to give thanks to you, to live for you, how to trust you for the impossible, how to allow you to work in our lives, physical healing and other ways. But make us whole and make us holy for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. For those that have joined us online, God bless you. A little bit shorter Wednesday night service. We're going to continue with some worship, but being interactive, you wouldn't be able to hear all the various comments. So join with us. We'll be back on the air on Sunday at 9 and 11, John chapter 15, talking about abiding in his love. God bless you.